The most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue.
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming.
I'm Suren Jayamana and I have never learnt to swim.
I'm Sashi Pereira. I'm going to help you to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
Head Above Water is a mini-series of the SBS Australia Explained podcast. Just follow the show in your favourite podcast app. You're listening to SBS News. From crema latte to pistachio matcha and soybean powders, new coffee flavours are bubbling up. In Melbourne, often described as Australia's coffee capital, Asian-inspired trends are catching on. Cafe manager Jay Lee explains.
Australian people like more balanced acidities and less sweetness drinks. In Korean or Asian, customer wants something more sweeter and more creamer.
While sales of classic coffees like flat whites and long blacks remain strong, many customers are sampling Asian-inspired blends derived from dessert making and tea brewing.
First thing I think of is like infusion. I think of teas. I think of like the mixture of coffee and teas. I think of stuff I haven't tried before.
At Crew Plus Cafe in Melbourne's East, Jay Lee says producing exotic creations takes time, technique, and precision.
Asian side drinks usually have more steps, syrup, powders, cream, and clear layer. Keeping everything consistent and neat is harder than making classic Aussie orders.
Online survey platform Pure Profile is researching our taste for fancy drinks. Australia's Senior Client Development Director Kate Richards explains.
Consumers want drinks that suit their mood, their energy levels, their diet, and their personal taste. And that flexibility beautifully extends to Asian-inspired fusion flavours like matcha and pistachio. It's turning into beverage theatre. More than a caffeine boost, these drinks deliver texture, taste and shareability. Presentation has become as important as flavour, with dessert-style lattes doubling as visually arresting performances.
Pure Profile's social insights tool found that Asian-inspired food and drink now accounts for 28% of online share. Ms. Richards says it's part of a broader pattern.
Trends like Instagram-worthy lattes are exploding in popularity right now. For example, TikTok views of pistachio matcha lattes more than doubled in 8 months. Asian inspiration is everywhere, not only in food and beverages, but in categories like fashion, beauty, travel and tech.
A changing demographic may be driving the trend, with more than 17% of people in Australia claiming Asian heritage. Among popular choices, hojicha latte, a creamy Japanese tea drink made from roasted green tea, or Earl Grey iced latte with salted cream. In the summer heat, many customers are looking for a cooler style, like grapefruit cold brew layered over sparkling water.
I think this has a bit of grapefruit in it from what I can taste. I think it might have cold brew.
Other drinks are inspired by Korean flavours, including the Kinako Latte, a caffeine-free Japanese and Korean drink made from roasted soybean powder. Crew Plus manager Jay Lee says broadening the cafe's range is good for business.
It's giving a customer something they can't experience before, like inspired by the Japanese.
Of the 400 coffees sold each day, server Philip Sims says demand for Asian styles is rising steadily.
Try to do something special, something new. So that's why like it's getting popular and popular.
However, when it comes to a daily cup, not everyone is convinced. A cafe owner Sam Wang.
Long black, latte, cappuccino and a flat white. Those four different type of coffees are our best sellers.
Whether a passing novelty or a lasting shift, Australia's beverage range is steaming ahead. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Psst. Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.